what the Nativot Shalom might mean when he says that he shook himself from everything material and that he was able to shoot up and through that overcome the test. So this is a pshat that I think is a true thought. Whether this is what he means, I'm uncertain, and as we learn, we will see. The Kuzari writes, the Rambam writes, really Chazal write, that in essence, if a person would stand and look logically at the desire to cohabitate, for a man to go with a woman, then there's nothing logical about it. Any person that would just stand and analyze what's happening here, like the Kuzri says, would simply laugh. And the Rambam says the same thought. Chazal worded it slightly differently. If you just stand and think about what's happening when a man and woman stand together, if someone would tell you, well, I don't know, I get immense pleasure from poking my finger up someone else's ear. So you'd stand there and you'd look and you'd say, what's wrong with you? That's what you're interested in life. What's the difference? What's the difference between what a person does desire and sticking a finger in someone else's ear? The difference is something physical, but there's nothing logical about it. Meaning, if you'd stop and think logically about what's happening, then you'd realize that there's absolutely nothing logical that we can see that would lead a person to desire it. So we know that there's something spiritual involved. That when two people connect, Shechina Shruya Binim, when they do it correctly, so then it could be the holiest action when two people connect that way. But the act in and of itself is nothing to really be desired. The only thing that one is desiring is something physical. There's a physical desire for it. So one might say that the way to overcome a Yetzer Hara, when one is faced with such a thing, is to be able to pause, to be able to shoot oneself out of the materialistic world. Meaning if one could be mind over matter for a moment, if one could only separate oneself from the moment, meaning a person is sometimes seized by the desire, but what we have to do in any time that we're faced with such a test is, like Chazal said, Uschoret bore echa bimei bechurotecha, Shlomo Amel said. Chazal said, Dam alem malam imcha, ayin roazen shmat chol masecha b'sefer nichtavim. What does that mean? That means that if you'd stop and think for a second, Hevem chashev efsed mitzvah keneged tzchara uschara vera keneged efsedah. We have many Mishnayot in Pirkei Avot that really say this concept. If we'd only stop and think, if we'd work with our logic and not with our emotion, not with our desire, so then we could overcome any test. So it could be that what he means to say is, he was able to separate himself from the material. He was able to be logical for that split second. And then he said, wait a second, am I nuts? What am I doing? So that, and if one can only catch that, so then one has to hold on to that truth. Meaning, most people sense their emotions far greater than their logic. Our emotions are real. And our logic is just something standing out there. When in truth, it's the exact opposite. The logic is real, and the emotion is a fleeting moment. So if one can live a life where one can really think things through, what is worthwhile, what isn't worthwhile, and when he's faced with such a tremendous test like Yosef was tested, and he could zoom out for a second and think logically, then one can overcome it. And with that understanding, we could understand the Midrashim. Chazal say his father appeared. He saw his father's image by the window. What does it help to have his father's image by the window? Because for that second that he thought he saw his father's image in the window, and according to some, he saw his own reflection in the mirror. He looked like his father, so when he looked in the reflection, now he's seeing, hey, wait a second, is that my father? No, it's not my father. But that split second, is that my father, is enough to take him out of the heat of the moment. And if you'll think about it, I think every person in every test has that moment where he has clarity and he willfully chooses, no, I am doing this. I don't want to go with that clarity. And what Yosef HaTzadik did was he said, no, I'm going to zoom out. I'm going to zone out. And I will grab what's right and hold on to it. That was the greatness of Yosef. Meaning all of the desire in the world did not overcome that. And Chazal worded in the Midrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that whenever a person is coming to sin, there are malachim, there are doorways he has to pass to enter that sin. And at every doorway, the malachim tell him, don't enter. So that when we learned that Medrash and Pirkei Avot, I said, I think that's like It's like the guy who's going to buy something non-kosher, and he's saying, I'm going to get that cheeseburger, I'm hungry, and that's what I could afford right now. Rabon Shalom, this is the money I have, I'm going to get a cheeseburger. And he goes out to the car, and he doesn't have his keys. So he doesn't stop. The question is, does he stop and think, wait a second, why did I come out here without my keys? Or does he say, no, I want that cheeseburger. So that's malach number one, standing at the door and saying, don't do it. And we choose to ignore it, and he runs back in and gets the keys and runs outside, turns on the car, and battery's dead. So he says, no, and he goes and charges that battery. So, okay, I'm exaggerating. But there are always those ikuvim that we don't make decisions based on them, but we should definitely reconsider based on them. And Yosef, according to Chazal, had either his father or his father telling him, Yosef, you're not going to make it. Everyone else is going to be inscribed on the eifod. Everyone else is going to be inscribed on the Avnei Choshen, Avnei Miluim, and you're not. That's it. You're out of the fold. You're out of the 12 Shvatim. What is that nevuah? That's an image telling Yosef, wait a second. Think about what you're about to do. The second we think, we overcome the Yetzer Hara. Ki en alev tokef ela lelev hapanui min hachokhmah, the Rambam says. The Yetzer only grabs us when we're not busy with chokhmah. If our heart is connected to chokhmah, then the Yetzer can't get a hold of us. So that might be a possible understanding into what he's saying. I'm not sure if that's what he means to say. I think it is a correct understanding in the way we work and the way to overcome tests. If he's trying to say something else in Yosef HaTzadik, I'm not sure. But I think it's a true understanding in ourselves. Whether it's true in Yosef, I don't know. Whether it's true in the Netivot Shalom, I also don't know.